Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy day two of the legal tampering period in the NFL with the Packers on the board, making a signing early this morning. At least that's when it was reported. Former Chargers cornerback Benjamin St. Juiced in the Packers fold on a two-year deal, $10 million. A guy who has played a boatload of special teams, which is probably the main driver when it comes to the signing, but also a big guy who played a lot of quality snaps for the Chargers on the boundary. Gotta suspect the Packers are looking at that as far as an addition to their defense in the cornerback room, competing against guys like Carrington Valentine and maybe even Keyshawn Nixon. I don't think this is a guy who's going to come in and be handed a starting role by any means, but it's good business on a day where the Packers did admit to a mistake, releasing Nate Hobbs after one very injury-riddled year in Green Bay. Always felt like an odd fit, especially considering the fact that when they signed him, there was talk of where he was going to play, either in the slot or on the boundary, something he had not done a ton of. Clearly, Devon Bullard coming along as a player and really solidifying himself in the slot in the Packers defense last season left Hobbs in a bit of a lurch. They did try to play him outside at times, but the results were not great. And again, he was really unable to stay on the field, getting hurt in training camp, then hurt almost immediately upon returning, and then hurt again at the end of the year. Never could count on him. And again, never felt like a great fit. So the Packers making that release official, they will designate him with a June 1st release. So they will carry that cap until June. But moving on from Hobbs, admitting that mistake, that's a good thing for Green Bay. And then turning around and bringing in St. Juiced, a really intriguing player, big guy, much more in the mold of the Packers' classic thresholds at the position. Not a burner, not someone you want to get matched up with on some speedster running a nine route, but a guy who is physical, plays excellent zone coverage, really good work with his eyes on the quarterback and in the backfield. Vision type defense that the Packers have played in the past. Who knows exactly what he'll be asked to do under Jonathan Gannon, but really like his ability, what we've seen in the Chargers tape, coupled with the fact that he has played a boatload of special teams at a very high level. Got to think he'll be an immediate contributor there. That will be his path to making the roster. Other than that, the Packers continue to assess the situation, as it were. Former Packers making some headlines with Romeo Doubs signing a pretty significant deal in New England. Apparently, reportedly, his choices were between the Washington Commanders and the New England Patriots. Obviously, I would suspect Drake May being in New England probably tipped that balance. Really excited for Romeo. Very happy he's getting out of the conference and we don't have to worry about that. Though the Packers will see Romeo this year when the Packers travel to New England. Obviously, we don't know when that will occur, but they are on the away side of the ledger when it comes to the Packers' 2026 schedule. Very excited for Romeo. Very excited for the Green Bay Packers and very excited for all of you joining me here on Packers Daily. Thank you so much. Good to see everyone mixing it up. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at ThetaCare.org/heart.
All right, folks, what's on your mind? What do you got? We got people lining up here. We got Badger Trio starting us off. Thanks so much for being a Care of the G Club member. Props to Goody for admitting Hobbs was bad signing, not easy for a GM to do. Especially when it's, I believe it was a four-year deal. You get out after 1 year. Now, there was, you know, the roster bonus, which kind of drove that decision. Didn't want to pay that. I believe it's a little over $6 million. But yes, good that he's just admitting the mistake and moving on. Kind of like Ron Wolf did after 1 year of Ray Rhodes and realizing it was a mistake. time to pull the trigger and move on. Always good when you make that decision, as hard as it can be sometimes. You do like the fact that not just Gutekunst, but undoubtedly the kind of brain trust in the building, coaches, etc., everyone recognizing just a unperfect fit, let's say. Joe, how you doing, man? Thanks so much for the support. Goot's last 5 fourth-round picks were Sorrell, Williams, Wooden, Dobbs, and Tom. He should trade down and up and end up with a bunch of fourth-round picks. Well, interestingly enough, they are slated to have a number of fourth-round picks in 2027, given not just what they've got already, their own, obviously, and then the trade for Rashawn, netting them a fourth-rounder next season. But also, this deal that Dobbs just signed should get them a fourth-round pick. There is a very small chance it could turn into a third, depending on what he does on the field and how much he plays. But more likely, it's going to be another fourth. And to your point, yeah, they have been quite good in the fourth round. I don't know, maybe it's that reset after Friday night. You come in on Saturday, you got a fresh slate. Who knows? But they have done really good work in the fourth round, no question about it. E4, how you doing, man? With each brilliant signing, the Packers solidify their 3-in-a-row Super Bowl run. No doubt about it. See, I like the attitude there. I like where your head's at. Let's get some positivity up in here. I saw someone, it couldn't have been like 3 minutes after the St. Juice report came out, saying that he was, quote, the worst cornerback in the league. He's coming off a really good year. Man, Packers fans just cannot wait to be miserable sometimes, I swear to God. Speaking of miserable, how are you, Mike Witt. Hey, Nags, not just a Packers signing, but in general, are you surprised nobody has signed Woolen or Hendrickson? I am a little, actually. Woolen a little bit, specifically because he is coming off an excellent year in Seattle. But, you know, there's always a couple of different teams probably percolating in the background, waiting on things and maybe waiting for the market to settle. The Hendrickson thing actually doesn't surprise me, given the reports we've heard and read about his wanting $30 million a year. Now, you got to take some of that with a grain of salt. Obviously, never really truly know what's being conversed or relayed to teams, but I would suspect, yeah, Hendrickson probably feels a little put out, a little disappointed about how things played out last offseason. If he had been able to hit the market, probably, or been able to engineer a trade, probably would have gotten somewhere in that neighborhood. But 1 year older on the market, I can't imagine that teams are lining up to pay that for, you know, a guy on the back half and back end of his career, you know, back part of his career. I just will be surprised if he doesn't have to kind of come down from that. And I think teams are willing to wait on it. Now, maybe it's possible he waits it out. You know, we've seen guys wait into well into training camp before to, you know, sign to their preferred spot or a team that suffers injury. And so they end up reaching out. And maybe it's a 1 year deal at 30, et cetera. But yeah, multi-year at that number, I can't say I'm surprised that the market has been shy in that regard. Lawson Racing, thank you for the support. Appreciate it. As a member of the Carry the G Club, I have calls to all free agent players that if they sign with Green Bay, they get an order of curds and a cold Carry the G. Not just a cold Carry the G, a case of Carry the G. We'll give it to you. Let's send Benjamin St. Juice his Carry the G post haste. I like it. I very much like the idea here. Appreciate it again. Gundam, what's up? Do we get another John Kuhn eyes emoji tweet soon? It's a great question. Got to ask John. I know he portended the signing of Micah Parsons back in the day or the trade for. So hopefully we get a little something there. It'd be nice. Metal Thrashing, what's up, man? I've always said our cornerback room could use more juiced. Get it? Get it? Because it sounds like juice. I like it. Ooh, look at this call out. Miami will win the AFC East. That's a bold statement. I think they're going to be a hell of a lot more competitive than maybe people expect them to be. But win it outright, that feels like a big jump. Maybe Halfley can do it with smoke and mirrors at some point, at some parts of the roster. But I think they're going to be fun to watch. Let's put it that way. I think they're going to be competitive, no doubt about it. Yes, Jimmy, I'm glad you asked, actually. Any reports on where the Packers currently stand salary cap wise with the recent transactions hitting the books. Yes, I know Ken Ingles, who tracks everything and everything when it comes to the Packers cap, has the Packers with a very significant amount of cap space. I get you his exact figure that he put out earlier this afternoon. Real quickly here. Packers have $38.3 million in cap space after the draft and post-June 1st cut of Hobbs. Subtract roughly $14 million for practice squad and in-season stuff, sitting at 24.2 effective salary cap, which is obviously quite enough to do anything they want, essentially. Now, I know, and he says it here, they are setting up for something. They could potentially be setting up just to take care of their own and sign guys that are already on the roster to extensions. They could also, yes, be looking at a significant transaction from outside the building. Entirely possible. Not saying it's never going to happen. But they have more than enough room to operate. And by the way, even with Ken, obviously he's up to the minute here. There are still ways for them to create more space if they want, still on the roster, as far as contracts that they can restructure and open up even more cap space. So there is nothing they can't do if they don't want to, as far as players go, trading, signing on the open market, etc. Now, I'll remind folks that if it is a true free agent, they're probably, especially if it's a, you know, monster name signing, what have you, they're probably going to shy away from that. If it's guys who've been cut and won't count towards the compensatory formula, those are guys they'll most likely be looking at, and or, yes, possible trades. And I know I've got Bryce up in here asking about Jalen Carter. I know he is the apple of everyone's eye this offseason as far as potential signings and or transactions. I'll be very surprised if the Packers go that route. He's clearly a talented player, but you do have to wonder. Eagles, I mean, this is a top-flight organization, clearly have made their choice about who they want to pay. And if they were ready to ship him out or give him away, so to speak, not saying they'll give him away, obviously you got to pony up, but it calls into question, man, when is he ever going to be more motivated? You know, he's been to the top of the mountain with a team that's won the Super Bowl. And now you're going to hand him a monster contract when already there are issues. You remember him being suspended even prior to the game starting against the Cowboys last season, spitting in Dak's face. I mean, there's a lot of smoke there. And I would be very surprised if the Packers went that route. Now, at the same time, hell, I thought when the Packers were interviewing defensive coordinators, there was talk about Jonathan Gannon. I'm like, well, that dude punched one of his own players. I can't imagine them bringing him in. And now he's their defensive coordinator. So anything's possible. I would still be very, very surprised, though. Jesse, how are you? What other positions do you think go after in free agency? Do we sign some depth at D-line ahead of the draft? Yes, I think that is the exact route they go. And it will most likely, again, as I was saying before, look for players who have been released. I don't think it'll be free agents who have reached the end of their contract and have been allowed to hit the market. I think it's going to be guys like A'shaun Robinson, who was released today by the Carolina Panthers. I don't know if they're going to go after him, but that's the type of player I would expect the Packers to look at, because you cannot look at the Packers depth chart right now and not notice the gaping hole along the defensive interior. Brian Gutekunst is going to want to go into the draft in April, at least knowing that he can field a team on Sundays without having to reach in the draft. Like, you're still going to target that position most likely, especially in a class that is pretty stacked with talent, but there's little doubt they're going to want to shore that up prior to the draft, so they're not boxed in for need during the last week of April in the NFL draft. No doubt about it. Abdul, how are you, sir? Hey, Aaron, any free agent you got your eyes on? Well, as I just said, Robinson would be nice, but nobody like really is flashing lights. Got to sign this guy. He's the answer. You know what I mean? Like, this is a pretty shallow free agent class, not a ton of premier talent. And what is there already has been very picked over here in the first 2 days prior to free agency. Though there will be plenty of guys sitting out there for a while that I'm sure the Packers will kick the tires on. But yeah, I know we've talked about Hargrave when hopefully he is most likely cut by the Vikings. That's a possibility. I think a reunion with Jonathan Gannon makes a ton of sense. But there's really nobody that I'm pining for, banging the table for. Got to get this guy. You guys know what I always say. Like, more often than not, we fall in love. And I talk about this in relation to the draft, but it can fit with free agency as well. We get so worked up about, oh, how much we love this guy or that guy. And then when he ends up on another team, we get incredibly disappointed that he's not a member of the Green Bay Packers. You know, I'm very excited for the St. Juice signing. That's someone that I didn't really have a ton of knowledge about. I know I've seen him a couple times this past season in particular when the Chargers were on national television. But it's not someone I was tracking and I was really pining or hoping for. But I see the signing and I think it makes a world of sense. And I think it's a really smart signing. That's just how I approach it. Your mileage may vary. This is one of the more interesting comments I've ever gotten. I love your face. Watson is going to cash a big check. What do you think? Well, I think you should adjust your resolution if you're loving my face. As far as Watson, yes, he is going to get an extension, and it is going to be significant, especially when you look at what Romeo Doubs just got from New England. Watson's going to, I would suspect, surpass that. So, yes, no doubt, Watson's about to get PAID paid by the Green Bay Packers. No question about it. Mike, thanks again, man. The important question of the day is, does Brandy Lewis like our new defensive coordinator? I haven't seen Brandy in quite some time. You know, we have happy hour tonight, so I hope she and Brandy's hubby turn up for happy hour for the first time in forever, because it's been a while. Haven't seen Brandy on the happy hour. Haven't seen Brandy here in the chat. Here's hoping. I'll reach out via email and I'll get an official on the record response from Brandy for you. Danny, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Any chance Goody can pry Aubrey away from Jarrah for a Sam Congato autograph, gardening tips from Corey, and rights to Steno as an O-line coach? It's quite the laundry list there. Man, that just feels like such a internet pipe dream. Haven't really given it much thought. I understand that people want to move on from McManus. I understand he is excellent, although I do find it funny that no one really talks about the fact that, yes, he's doing all this and he is excellent in the dome, in a controlled environment in Dallas. It's a little different when you're kicking in Green Bay in November, December, but he is a weapon. There is zero doubt about it. But I just can't imagine the Packers ever giving up anything for a kicker. Joe, thanks for the support, man. Can St. Juice give Packers some of what Rasul did? I mean, if you're talking about, it's like instant pick sixes type production, feels like a long shot. I don't know that, again, that he's going to play instantly or even start. I think he's got a chance to compete, and that's about the best you can probably hope for this offseason, because they need a lot of competition in that room. Now, could he catch lightning in a bottle and give him some instant production like that? Sure. Doesn't really fit with what we've seen so far in his career. I believe he has two interceptions in his entire NFL career so far. One last year, and then one during his time in Washington. Doesn't seem to really be a ball hawk, but he is a physical guy, and he does do a good job of breaking up the ball and things like that. But yeah, as far as ball production, that has not been in his kind of profile so far in the NFL. Soder, how you doing, brother? Alec Pierce got just shy of 30. You willing to go that high with Watson? I lean yes, but that is a lot of cheddar. Absolutely, because look, I don't care about what they're paying salary-wise. I don't care what the guaranteed money is. All I care about is the cap hit. And by extension, the percentage of the cap that it's taking up. So yeah, give Watson the bag, man. That's fine. I got no problem with him making money. And whatever, it's 30, 35, I don't care. I do care about what the cap hit is. That, to me, is the most significant part of any of these transactions. A lot of times, we don't even know what that is initially. You know, you got to take a look at the contract, get the details of it. But yeah, man, I 1 billion percent feel comfortable and confident that not only should Watson get that amount, he'll probably get maybe even north of that. And I got zero issues with it, no doubt. Or Shadow, what's up, man? The hat, as the kids say, fire. Well, thank you, brother. Available in our shop. If you go on the bottom of the video here, there should be a little shelf and you could be able to get to, or if you just go to the main page on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel, there is a button for shop, this hat, and this shirt available there. What are the books we cannot see on your left? Several books. Let's see here. What we got? The greatest biography ever written, not even just sports biography, but biography period, by David Marinus about Vince Lombardi, called When Pride Still Mattered. If you are a Packers fan and you haven't read that book, do yourself a favor. I got the Bart Starr book, America's Quarterback. Pretty underrated. I know a lot of people know the Marinus book, but not a lot of folks know this one. It's an excellent book on Bart Starr. Of course, Bobby Peters, the 2023, I believe this version is. Don't know, 2024 Green Bay Packers breakdown of their offense. Bobby does one of these every year. Outstanding stuff. Make sure you check it out. And then, of course, the People's Team. What's up, man? This was just before Cliff put out his book for the Packers. Mark does amazing work. Mark Beach does great stuff. This book is absolutely amazing and highly recommended. That's just the top part. I got tons of other books. I got Fritz Schirmer. Come on now. Coaching the defensive line. Let's do it. Oh, and this, I love this book. This one's great. Before they were Packers. This is about the Packers kind of before they became what we know in Green Bay and all the different town teams around the state of Wisconsin kind of throughout leading up to 1919 and the Packers becoming a going concern. This book is awesome. So yeah, and a lot more Lombardi stuff and things like that. Cheeto, what's up, man? Yes, solid face, Nags. Zero beers so far, too. Zero beers for you? I'm impressed. Mike Witt, thanks again. Since it is free agency season, random Packer Joe Johnson, Packer legend. Packers legend, no doubt about it, but oh, yikes, Joe Johnson. What a time to be alive. Jerry, how are you, sir? Have you heard of anything heating up for us? I have not. Doesn't mean there isn't. Doesn't mean they ain't talking about anything, but I would suspect, my guess would be, they're going to lay back and pick and choose and look who gets released leading up to the new league year tomorrow, and they're going to take their time, buy their time. Now, maybe they make a signing or two here in the next 24 hours, but as far as anything imminent, haven't heard a peep. Ian, thank you so much for the super chat, man. Thanks for the heads up on the baseball games last night. Any recommendations tonight as I refresh X all night waiting? We are going to sign and or trade for somebody soon. Thanks for all Cheesehead TV does. By the way, Tyler has been fire. Tyler is fire. No doubt about it. I don't know. No recommendations for tonight. I'm too nervous about the Chelsea Champions League match tomorrow to think about anything else. But there is happy hour tonight, Ian. Hope to see you there. Stop on by. 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. Let's do it. Going to be a good time. Holy cow. Donnie, what a chat. I had dinner with James Lofton and Jerry Kramer a couple of weeks ago. So much fun and insightful talking to them. What? Super jealous. That's dope as hell. I've met both of them separately. Jerry Kramer's actually been on Cheesehead TV a couple times, and he's an absolute stud, legend, what have you. James Lofton, I introduced myself to him at the Super Bowl the last time, not this past time, but 10 years ago when it was in San Francisco, just because, you know, he's a Packers legend. Talk about a true Packers legend. Absolutely. Well, this is interesting. I understand this sentiment. Wish Goode had admitted Banks was a bad signing, too. Here's the thing with Banks. I know the standard line that you've probably seen and heard a lot is he improved as the year went on, second half of the season, which is nominally true. However, he was still very inconsistent and needs to be way better. There's zero doubt about that. But he had been dealing with a back injury for much of the first part of the season and then rounded into shape as the year went on, along on that while dealing with other injuries. I do suspect he will look better in 2026 than he did in 2025. There's something to be said for continuity up front, something they really lacked last year, not continuously ripping it up and starting over year after year at the position. I understand the desire to stay the course, so to speak, with Banks. Now, there's no telling how he'll play right sitting here in March, etc., but I get the idea behind it. The Hobbs thing, that felt like a culture mismatch from the get-go. And the fact that he could never stay on the field, I understand pulling the trigger on that one. That's just how I see it. But again, I completely understand that viewpoint. Badger Trio, what's up, man? Jenkins released failed physical. Change anything? Not really. I don't think so. I mean, look, it's not like they're in the building taking physicals. They're just indicating that he hasn't been recovered from the injury that he suffered in season. But don't really think that matters much outside of the fact that maybe it takes him a little bit longer to sign someplace else, but they still get the cap space, which is essentially what that move does for them. So yeah, no, there's no real issues there or differences. Hey, Andrew Ware. I fucking love this team. Packers legend, Ty Detmer. Amen, brother. Amen. All right, folks, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Hopefully I'll see you on happy hour. If not, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.